Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Nun Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis. In our Mishnah, we discussed the din of the Hezek of Bar, and we had a machlekes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that the reason why the Torah was mechayiv you when someone is mazik someone through their bar is because they created Hevel, but not because the person got hurt from the chibut and from banging themselves on the kaka ilam, which was always there. And it's important to note that even Rav agrees that there's no question that someone can get hurt and someone can be killed even from Chavota, and Rav is just pointing out that the reason why a person is chayiv for being mazik someone through their bar is not based on the karka ilum, which was always there, but it's based on the hevel that they created. However, Shmuel says that the reason why a person is chayiv is not only because there's hevel that he created, but it's also from the fact that there was chibut karka and the person banged themselves on the karka ilum. And our Gemara will now begin and ask a question that Lefi Rashi is both a question on Rav and on Shmuel, because according to the Havmin of Gemara, the Gemara feels that once is a concept that someone creates hevel and creates bad ear and creates damaging ear space that is created even if it's less than 10 tefachim. Therefore, the Gemara is, the time we learned in our Mishnah, hayepusim asar tefachim, if the bar was shallower than 10 tefachim, v'nafalo teche shor chamar, and if shor or chamar fell into the bar, umeis, and the shor chamar died, patar, then ruvi will be patar, v'mhuzuk by chayiv, however, if the shor chamar was damaged, then ruvi will be chayiv. And the Gemara is, from the Rishon of Mishnah, that we just stated, nafalo that if Reuven had a bar that was less than 10 tefachim deep and a shuman's axe or his donkey falls into the bar and dies, then Reuven's potter, my timer, lav mishum de les bechavata, it must be because of this bar that's only 9 tefachim deep, then the impact that the shoru chamar has when they fall into the bar, not enough to kill them, but lemaisa, in that area, there was still bad airspace, and still we said that you're potter, and therefore l'chira, it's a question on Rav and Shmuel, because both the Rav and Shmuel stated that you are chayiv for Hevel, and it was only Machlekes if you're also Chayiv for Chavato or not. And the Gemara answers, Loi, Mishum de Lespe Havla, that the reason why in our Mishnah you're going to be Potter when the bar is 9 Tefachim deep is because not only is there not going to be Chavato, but a 9 Tefach bar doesn't even have enough bad airspace that could cause an animal to die, and that's why, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, you're going to be Potter in our Mishnah when the Shor Chamah fall into a bar that's only 9 Tefachim deep. The Gemara now continues in Esan Rav, Ihachi, if you're telling me that a bar that's only 9 tefachim deep doesn't have hevel im huzuk by chayiv, then how could it be that if Reuven's bar that's 9 tefachim deep damages Shimon Shoru Chamar, that Reuven is chayiv hales behavla, but you just stated that there is no hevel in a bar that's only 9 tefachim deep? And of course, this question is only shver and rav, as according to Shmuel, even though potentially there is no hevel in a 9 tefach deep bar, but there is definitely a chibut that is enough to cause hezek to the Shoru Chamar, and therefore Reuven is chayiv for the chavato that he caused to the behema of Shimon. And the Gemara answers, Amri, ain havla lemisa, v'yesh havla lenizokin, that although it's true that it's not enough hevel in a 9 tefach deep bar that it can't cause misa, however, there's enough hevel that it causes hezek to the animal. And as Rashi says, lenizokin cholam machmas hevel v'kichesh, that the animal becomes sick based on the bad ear space that's in a 9 tefach deep bar, and it gets weaker, and that's how it gets hurt and it gets damaged. And that's why, even according to Rav, Reuven is chayiv for the hezek that he causes to Shimon's animal through the hevel of his bar that's only 9 tefachim deep. And the Gemara now continues with the story. There was an axe that fell into an irrigation canal, and a standard irrigation canal is 6 tefachim deep and an amma wide, and that's why it was called an amas hamayim. And immediately after it fell, Shachte Murray, his owner, shecht it and no one wanted to eat it, and he went to ask a shayla from Rab Nachman, and tough for Rab Nachman, and Rab Nachman said that this animal is considered a trefa, and Rashi says, Meshum Risukevarim, since this animal had a very steep fall, therefore there was a shaking up of its avarim, the achas b'yutchas trefis, and this is one of the 18 trefis, which is learned in Masech Lechulin, that naflam al-gag, v'afa pidloi chazinim be'maka, el she'en yachol amid, that even if you don't see any maka, but it can't stand up, and we say over there, m'shasim e'es la'es, if you wait for 24 hours, v'shachta k'sheira, then if you shecht it after 24 hours, even though it never got up, it would still be kasha, but v'im amda v'hocha, ein etzuchim e'es la'es, and if it got up immediately and walked around, then you don't have to wait 24 hours. V'shar zeh loy omad. However, this shah did not get up at all, and his owner shechted it, and therefore Rav Nachman said that with choshish that it's a trefa, and potentially it could die. And the Gemara continues that Amr Rav Nachman stated, Yishakel Mari d'haytura kabed kimcha, that if the owner of the shur would have taken a kava flower, the ozel tana be'medrasha, and this way he would have enough support in order to travel and go learn and ask a shayla in the base medrash, and he would have found out im shasim esla eskshira that if he would have waited for 24 hours, then this animal would have been kosher. And if he would have done so, then he wouldn't have incurred this major loss of losing the value of the ox, which is valued at many kavin. It continues by the fact Rav Nachman says that this animal is a trefa, even though it only fell 6 tfachim, because it fell into an amasamayim, which is only 6 tfachim deep. Alma kasavar Rav Nachman, yesh chavata v'pachas ma'asara. By the fact Rav Nachman said that this animal is a trefa, it must be Rav Nachman felt that the reason why it potentially could die is based on the chibur kaka, and based on the impact that it had at the bottom of this bar, and at the bottom of this amasamayim, even though it was only 6 tfachim. We see that a chavata, which is less than 10 tfachim, potentially could kill. So the Gemara is, isvi Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav is Rav Nachman a kasher from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, if the pit was less than 10 tfachim deep, and then an ox or a donkey fell into the pit, and it dies, pata, then Ruv will be pata, my taima, and what's the reason? La mishun, less be chavata, must be because chavata that's less than 10 tfachim will not kill an animal, and therefore how could it be? Rav Nachman said, that in this case, the animal is a trefa, and we continue on dafnun aleph and aleph, and the Gemara explains, loy mishun, less be havla, then really Rav Nachman holds like Rav, and the reason why someone is pata for a hezek of bar that is caused from a bar that's less than 9 tvachim is because a bar that's less than 9 tvachim doesn't have bad airspace that would kill an animal, but certainly the chibet kako can kill an animal, just that the Torah was not mechayiv a person for the chibet of kako ilam. However, but a gay trefer, certainly it caused this animal to become a trefer, even though it fell onto ground that was lower than 9 tvachim and it was only a 6 tefach bar. And the Gemara continues in Yisra of Nachman that if you hold like Rav, why is the Mishnah say that if this animal is damaged in a bar that's only 9 tefachim deep, that Reuven is chayiv, but the Maisa there's no hevel in such a bar? And as we already explained on Daf Nun Amud Beis, and based on the top tesis on our Amud, certainly the Gemara understood that according to Shmuel, we could be mechalik between a bar that has 10 tefachim, where the impact would be enough to kill a behemoth, and a bar that only has 9 tefachim, that the impact will only be enough to hurt an animal and won't be enough to kill an animal. However, b'negeya hevel, then the Gemara in the Hamina felt that if there's hevel for Misa, then it's hevel for Nezakin, but if not considered hevel for Misa, then it wouldn't be considered that it's bad air and it wouldn't even damage an animal. And the Gemara answers that that's not correct. Amalei ain't hevel Misa, v'yesh hevel Nezakin, that although when you have a 9 tefach deep bar, there's not enough bad air that will cause the death of an animal. However, there is still bad enough air that will cause an animal to be damaged and will weaken the animal. And that's why even the coin to Rav that holds that the only reason why the Torah is mechayiv someone when they damage an animal or when they kill an animal is based on a hevel, there is still a chiyuv for damaging an animal in a bar that's less than 10 tefachim deep. The Gemara continues and asks another question on Rav Nachman. The L'chayr of Nachman just taught us that b'degei chavato, even if an animal falls into an area that's less than 10 tefachim deep, the animal can die, and that's why the animal is considered trefa. The Gemara is Esfei, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech Sanhedrin, based on Skila Haya Gavaya Shtei Kaimis, that the place where they gave Skila to a person that was Chayiv Skila was from a structure that was 2 heights of a person, and the height of a person is generally 3 Amos, and therefore it was 6 Amos tall. V'tani Allah, and we also learned in the Braisa, the Kaimis Shaloi, Harei Kacholish, and then the person was standing on top of that structure, and therefore his head was 9 Amos above the ground, and they threw him off that area, and that's the way they killed the person that was Chayiv Skila. And the Gemara is V'sakadai Techeish Chabot Rapachas Miyod. If Rav Nachman hold that even though this animal fell into an amasamayim, which is only 6 tfachim deep, the animal became a trefa lomeli kuli high, so why would the Mishnah require such a high structure in order to give skila, as we could have given a person skila off a structure that was even 6 tfachim tall? And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman responds, that even those that argue on me certainly agree that if an animal falls into a bar that's 10 tfachim deep, that certainly there is chavata, and it would cause the misa of the animal, and therefore why does the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin state that we have to have a structure for skila that is much higher than that and that is 6 amas tall? Therefore, you can't be meraiyah from the case of the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin but the gay skila, as it must be that there's a different time as to why they gave skila off a base of skila that was goyvoyah shtei kaimas. And therefore, the Gemara explains, El Krav Nachman, it must be that it's going like Rav Nachman, and this is really Rav Nachman again, Lashitasai, the Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Avua, Om Akra, the Pasuk states, that you should love your friend like yourself, and it teaches us, Bar Loi Misi. Yafa, that even at the time that you're giving a person Mises Bezdin, you should still choose to make sure that you pick a Misa that will be beneficial and will make him die quicker and with a less painful death. And therefore, in Chinami, you could kill someone and a person can die when they fall off a lower structure. However, in order to make sure that his death is much quicker and much less painful, and therefore, skila is done from a house that is 6 amos tall. And the Gemara is, Ihachi Nagba Tvei, and L'chaira, if you want to make sure that he has a much quicker and less painful death, we should make sure to throw a person that's chayiv skila off a much higher structure. And the Gemara answers, Mishum de Menavel, that is another din of the Haftarech Kmecha, or Barloi Misiafa, is to choose a height where it will be a less painful and quicker death. However, you also want to choose a spot that won't be an evil of his body. And as Rashi says, the Menavel Shinase Varim, as Rashi says in Masech Sanhedrin, Im Gavoy Yosemidai, if it will be too high, Mispaza Gufa Vevar Misparkin, the Krasin of Kas, and of course his body will split apart, and of course there'll be an evil Hames, and that is not proper either. And certainly a person wouldn't want his body to be broken apart when he's given Misa and when he receives Skila. And the Gemara continues and asks another question out of Nachman, Esvei, we learned in the Braisa, Benigeya Maka, that the Pasuk says, Kisivna Bayis Chadash, Vasisa Maka Ligagacha, Vlaisasim Dom Vesecha, Kiipal Anifel Mimenu. And the Braisa teaches us that the only time there's a Chiv to make a Maka is only Menu, is only to protect someone from falling off a house and falling off a rooftop and hurting themselves, Vloyli Techai, and not to protect that someone doesn't fall onto your rooftop, Ketzad. And for example, Hais Rishis Ram Gavayim Menu, Asar Tvachim, Vinafel Metechai Lotecha, Pata, if a Rishis Rabim is situated right next to the rooftop of Reuven's home, and Reuven's rooftop is lower than Rishis Rabim by 10 Tvachim, there is a possibility that someone that's walking Rishis Rabim fall in front of Rishis Rabim and fall onto Reuven's rooftop and hurt himself. Reuven doesn't have a chiv to create a mica and make a protection that someone shouldn't fall from Rishis Rabim onto his rooftop. And the Rashi adds in that Reuven's also potter from the lav of Loisasim Dom Vesecha. That if Reuven has his house that's situated next to Rishis Rabim and Rishis Rabim is at a lower point than his rooftop by 10 Tvachim, since there's a potential that someone could fall off of his rooftop and fall onto Rishis Rabim and die, therefore the Pasuk tells us that Reuven is chayiv to create a mica in order that someone doesn't die by walking on the rooftop. And as the Pasuk says, and once again, Lefi the Rush, when the Gemara says chayiv, it doesn't only mean that Reuven has a chayiv to create a mica, but also means that Reuven doesn't make a mica, then he was even the Issa of Leisastim Dom Veisecha. Before we continue, let's point out that the Meiri explains that certainly when the Torah was mechayiv Reuven to make a mica, it's only in a scenario where we know that there's a potential that someone could die by falling off of his rooftop. However, if there's only a potential that someone could get hurt by falling off of his rooftop, the Torah was not mechayiv a person to make a mica, and as the Pasuk states, Leisastim Dom Veisecha. And therefore, the Gemara has a question, Aram Nachman, if according to Aram Nachman, even when the animal fell into an Amas HaMayim and only fell 6 Tvachim, that there was a potential that the animal was going to die, and that's what Rav Nachman considered the animal a Trefa, so Lom Liasara, so why would there be a din that the only time you have to make a Micah is if you have a house and a rooftop that's 10 Tvachim off the ground of the Rishis Rabim? If L'chayr, even if the rooftop is less than 10 Tvachim tall, there was still a chash that maybe someone will fall off the rooftop and get killed, and therefore there should still be a Chiyah for Reuven to make a Micah. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Shani Bayez, the Chol Pachas Masara, La Bayesu. In the Chinabi, it is possible that someone will die even when they fall off a structure that's less than 10 tefachim high. However, it is exeris akosav that the only time that someone is chayiv to create a mica is only when he has a house and he has a rooftop on top of the home. However, if a rooftop is less than 10 tefachim off of the ground of the Rishis Rabim, then the airspace of the home is less than 10 tefachim high, and that is not considered a bias that's royal adira. Therefore, although certainly it could be true that if a person would fall off a rooftop that was less than 10 tefachim high, then he would die based on the chavata of the kaka. But even so, the Torah was not mechayiv you to create a mica. And the Gemara continues, if you're telling me that a bias that doesn't have an airspace inside the home of 10 tefachim high is not considered a bias, then yihachi hashanami davim avrei asura. Now also that we said that the rooftop has to be 10 tefachim high, dal minei tikru maziva. So if you subtract the beams and the plaster and the roof and the cement above the airspace of the home, megavoy lo yavei asura, then the inside airspace of this home is not 10 tefachim high, and therefore it's not a bias. And even so, the Brisa stated that you're going to be chayiv to create a mica. A Malay in response could go in the chak begavoy. In a chinami, the rooftop was only 10 tefachim high. However, inside the home, they actually dug down into the ground and they created another space where now the inside of the home was a complete 10 tefachim. And that's why you chayiv to create a mica. And the Gemara So l'chira, why did the Braisa state that it's only when you have a 10 tefachim high drop from the rooftop to the Rishis Rabbim that you chayiv to create a mica, and less than that you would be pata? But l'chira, even in that case, mishkachas lo d'havim agavay asara, k'goyin d'chak patvei. L'chira, even in a case where the rooftop was only 9 tefachim off the ground of the Rishis Rabbim, but the inside airspace of the home was 10 tefachim deep, as they dug down into the ground another tefach, and it was a subterranean area, then Reuven should still be chayiv to make a mica, because l'maisa, his home is 10 tefachim high, and therefore it's considered a bias. If someone would fall off of a rooftop, even though it's less than 10 tefachim high, someone could die, according to Rav Nachman, and therefore you should be chayiv to create a mica. Finally, based on this question, the Gemara teaches us that in the Chanami, even Rav Nachman agrees that the only way that someone or an animal could die is only when they fall a total of 10 tefachim, and if it would fall less than 10 tefachim, then an animal or a person cannot die. Elahayim time Rav Nachman, and the reason why Rav Nachman said that this animal that fell into the Amas HaMayim became a trefa is Gesavim, it created a tour, La'ara Kamahava Abar. Since this animal was standing, and from the stomach of the animal until the ground is at least 4 tefachim high, and Risa Daloi Kamahava Shisa, and the irrigation canal was also 6 tefachim high, Hahasara, and therefore the animal actually dropped a total of 10 tefachim, Nishtakach Techikam Chabet, Me'asara Hudukam Chabet, and therefore now that the animal fell, it actually fell a total of 10 tefachim, and therefore, based on Chavata, 10 tefachim, Rav Nachman considered a trefa, but in Chanami, if it would have fallen less than 10 tefachim, then Rav Nachman would not consider a trefa, as the only way that Chavata will kill someone is only based on a fall of at least 10 tefachim. The Gemara continued that Rav Nachman holds that as long as an animal is standing, then even if it would fall into a bar that's only 6 tefachim deep, it's considered as if it fell 10 tefachim, and if you hold like Shmuel, that the reason for being mechayev someone for bar is based on Chavata, then the Chavata can kill this animal, and therefore the Chayra, according to Rav Nachman, even if an animal falls into a pit that's 6 tefachim deep and he was in a standing position, then the Chayra, Reuven should be chayev for the hezek and for the death of this animal. And the Gemara therefore asks on Rav Nachman, Elamasista de Tani, but the Chayra in our Mishnah we learned, Ma bar shu kdei l'hamas yutfachim, just like a bar will only kill an animal if there's 10 tefachim, af kol sheyesh bar kdei l'hamas yutfachim, also any other type of a pit, in order for it to kill an animal, it has to be a depth of 10 tefachim, bishu tsunami saga, then the Chayra, the Mishnah should say that even if you have a bar that's 6 tefachim and the animal was standing at the time that it fell into the bar, then Reuven should still be chayiv, as l'maisa the animal fell 10 tefachim. And we will explain the Gemara's teretz in two different ways, and the first teretz seems to be the pashas of the Gemara, and the Gemara answers, Amri masisin de gandol bar, that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where the shor was actually lying on the ground when it fell into the bar, and therefore the only way to mem chayiv Reuven is only if the bar was 10 tefachim deep. However, in Chanami, if the bar would have been standing, and therefore from its stomach until the ground is at least 4 tefachim, then even if it would fall into a bar that was 6 tefachim deep, then Reuven would be chayiv. However, the Shittim of Kubetzes brings from the Rosh that the Gemara's teretz is that lo chayiv etayra kriya bar, that the Torah was only mechayiv someone for digging a bar, elam kain roya shor naifu by lamus be'ezinin sheipol af be'yiganda, only if a shor would die by falling into this pit in any manner, and even if it's in a lying position or a crouching position, and therefore since in a case where the animal is crouching, you have to have a bar that 10 tefachim, as otherwise there wouldn't be enough chavata to kill this animal, and therefore even in a case where the animal is standing, the only way that Reuven will be chayiv is only if the animal falls into a bar that's at least 10 tefachim deep. And before we continue with the Mishnah, let's point out two different points. Number one, Taisus points out that by the fact that the Gemara keeps going back and forth between killing an animal and killing a person by the gate of din of treifas, therefore Zok Taisus v'hashem and damet treifas to adam l'treifas to behemah, that we see that there is no difference between the dinam of treifas of a person and the dinam of a treifa of a behemah. And Ayin and Taisus dinam maskal never pusa me'asara, where he says v'kashu rabbeinu tam the mechal beinayim, and therefore it's shver on rabbeinu tam that's mechal between the dinam of treifas of adam and treifas of a behemah. And number two, originally at the top of the amid it seemed that Rav Nachman was going like Rav, as the Gemara stated lo yimshum d'las behavla, and at the end of the Gemara we keep talking about the dinam chavata b'negei hezek, and it seems that Rav Nachman is going according to the shita of his Rabbi Shmuel v'tzarech bia. And we begin the new Mishnah bar shel shnei shutvim, if there's a bar that belonged to two shutvim, and as we will see in the Gemara that both of them came to the pit in order to draw water, and avol avarishim v'lechiso, and Reuven came and drew water, and then when he was leaving he didn't cover up the pit v'asheni v'lechiso, and then when the second one left he didn't either cover up the pit hasheni chayiv, the second one would be chayiv. And Rashi brings from the Gemara the Gemara mukila b'shenicha rishon l'sheni mishtamish v'doylik shalachloi, that when Reuven left the pit he left Shimon there and Shimon was still drawing water from the pit, and we'll see in further detail in the Gemara. So the Gemara begins, Amri, Bar Shel Shnei Shutvim, Heich Mishkachas La, was the case of a Mishnah where you had a bar that belonged to two shufim, and they were both chayiv for any damages that they would incur. The Gemara continues that we had a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to when someone is chayiv for the hezekah bar, and we saw that it was a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef as to how to learn the shita of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and our Gemara is going like the shita of Rabbah as he explained the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara now continues Hanicha is filan Rabbi Akiva, that it makes sense according to Rabbah if we hold like Rabbi Akiva the Amar bar b'shusa chayiv, that a person is chayiv for a bar that's in their own rishus and a bar that was created in rishus yachid, so mishkachas la b'chatzah shel shneim or bar shel shneim. So therefore, we could find a case where the chatzah belonged to Reuven and Shimon, and this pit also belonged both to Reuven and Shimon, v'fkiru rishusayin, and then Reuven and Shimon were mafke all of their rishus around the area of the bar, v'lo yefkiru bayrin, but they weren't mafke the bar. And at this point, since it's considered bar b'shusa yachid, therefore, in a typical case, both Reuven and Shimon would both be jointly liable for any hezek that this bar causes. However, in our Mishnah, since Reuven left and he left the shmira in the hands of Shimon, therefore Shimon will be chayiv. However, at least Sfirulon bar b'shusay pata, but we hold like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel that the only time that Reuven is chayiv for his bar is only a bar b'shusay rabim, but a bar b'shusay yachid, he's going to be pata. How is it possible to find a case where there's a bar of shutfim where Reuven and Shimon will have joint responsibility and joint liability? And the Gemara answers b'shusay rabim. We're talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon dug a bar in Rishus Rabim, and certainly according to Rabbi Shmuel, you chayiv on a bar b'Rishus Rabim, and it's possible to have a bar of shutfim in Rishus Rabim. And the Gemara continues and asks, b'Rishus Rabim, bar shel shei shutfim heichem mishkachsla. If we're talking about a bar that was created in Rishus Rabim, how's it possible to have both shutfim that they're going to be chayiv? And the Gemara explains the shayla, either shavu shliach tavayu, if both of them appointed a shliach to dig a pit for them, va'amrilei, and they said to him, zil karilon, go and dig a pit for us, va'azil karlu, and he went and dug a pit for them, ein shliach dvaravera, lemaisa, there was no shliachas for dvaravera, and therefore the liability for this bar would not be on Reuven and Shimon, and would be on Levi, who was the shliach. Ayin Rashi and Dafnun Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rashi states that the reason why it's considered dvar avera is the asal kalkal rishus rabim, that's also for a person to be makalkal rishus rabim. However, others explain that the issa over here is lufnei evil leisita mechshal, as it's also to create a bar in rishus rabim that could damage someone. The Gemara continues v'ida kara hay chamisha, and if Reuven went and dug a bar that was 5 tefachim deep v'hay chamisha, and then Shimon completed the bar and made the bar another 5 tefachim deep, nesalkalu ma'is rishon, then l'chayr, how can you say there's a bar of shutrim if l'chayr the only one that's going to be chayiv is only Shimon and not Reuven? The Gemara continues hanichal Rabbi, this would make sense according to the shita of Rabbi that we'll have in a moment on the zaken mishkachas law, that Rabbi has a shita that if Reuven creates a pit that's 5 tefachim deep, which could be mazik someone, and then Shimon adds to that hezek and adds another few tefachim, then both Reuven and Shimon would share in the hezek, and therefore in our case we could be talking about a scenario where Reuven and Shimon both dug a pit in Rishus Rabim, and therefore both of them will be chayiv based on the proportional amount of the hezek that they caused. Al Rabbi Lemisa or Rabbanim Bei Lemisa Bei Lenzakin Hechem Mishkachas Law. But Lemaisa, as we will see, even Rabbi agrees that if Reuven creates a pit that did not have enough of a depth that would kill an animal, and then Shimon went and was mashlim the depth to a depth that would kill an animal, and it kills the animal, then Shimon is chayiv and Reuven is pata. And the Chum argue on Rabbi even in the case of hezek, and they always hold that the second one that completed the bar is the one that's chayiv, and the first one is pata. And therefore, how could you explain our Mishnah that stated that there's a bar of shnei shutfim that's in Rishus Rabim? The Gemara answers on Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon explains k'goyin she'akru shneim chulyu b'bas achas v'shlim l'asara, that the case of the Mishnah is where there was a pit that was almost a complete 10 tefachim deep, and then both Reuven and Shimon took a shovel, and at the same time they went and they took out the last piece of dirt that made it a 10 tefach bar, and therefore it's considered a bar of shutfim. And that's why, if not for the fact that Reuven gave over the chiv of shmira and gave over the responsibility of the shmira to Shimon, both Reuven and Shimon would be jointly liable. And Ayin Tesis points out that there was no question that the Gemara could have explained that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven created a bar that was 10 tefachim deep and therefore could have killed someone, and then Shimon went and added to that bar. Certainly, as we will see in the Gemara in a moment, both Rebbe and Rabbanan agree that both Reuven and Shimon will be chayiv, and the reason why the Gemara did not give this scenario is because when the Mishnayos speak about a standard bar, it's talking about a bar that's 10 tefachim deep, and the Gemara did not want to change the standard definition of the word bar that we find in our Mishnayos. And it's pashut why the Gemara did not discuss the Shita Rabbi Yosef as to the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. As according to Rabbi Yosef, it's pashut that the Mishnah could be going both according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Rabbi Shmuel, because both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that a bar b'shus yachid is chayim, and therefore the case of the Mishnah is a simple case, as the Gemara stated, when it was a chatzah shel shneim, u'bar shel shneim, v'efkiru rishusan, v'lo yefkiru bayran, and therefore the Gemara only only had to discuss the machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel according to the shita of Rabba. And the Gemara continues that we just mentioned there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanan. And the Gemara asks, my Rabbi, my Rabbanan, where do we find the shita of Rabbi and what is the shita of the Rabbanan? The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, and we already saw this Braisa in the Afyur Rabban Aleph, Echad Achayf Bar Tisha, that if someone dug a bar that was 9 tefachim deep, Ubar Achav Eshlim Lasara, and then Shimon comes and completes the bar, and now it is 10 tefachim deep, Ha'achrin Chayiv, then in all cases, Shimon is going to be Chayiv, and Rabbi Omer, Rabbi states, Acha Achrin Lemisa, Acha Shneim Lenzakin, that although certainly I agree to the Rabbanan that Shimon will be Chayiv if a Shar or a Chamar die in this bar, but that is only B'digay Misa, however, B'digay Hezek, then both of them will be Chayiv for Nezakin, and they'll be Chayiv based on the proportional Hezek that they cause. So for example, if Reuben dug 9 Tvachim and Shimon dug another Tefach, then Reuben will be Chayiv for 90% of the Hezek. The Gemara continues that L'chir, Rabbi Shita seems to make a lot of sense, and therefore the Gemara asks, my time Rabbanan, what Pshan Rabbanan? And the Gemara answers, the Amakra, because the Pasuk says, B'digay Bar, Kiyiftach Ishba, V'chiyichra Ishba, and Ma'psicha Chayiv al Kriya Lekoshkein, and if the Torah says that Reuben is Chayiv, even if he didn't dig the bar, and the bar was already there, but it was covered, and he just uncovered the bar, then certainly if Reuben actually went and dug the bar, then certainly Reuben will be Chayiv. And why do they have to say, V'chiyichra, El Lahavi Kura, Achakura, Shasidlik Ma'isrishain? It must be that the Torah is telling you that even though Reuben dug most of the bar, and then Shimon came and completed the bar, the only one that will be Chayiv is Shimon, and even for Nezakin. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Amalacha and Rabbi will respond, Hanu Michzuch Tzrichi Kedaminon, as we saw previously on Daf Nun Amalav, that there is a Chiddush in the Torah teaching us Kiyiftach Ishbar and Kiyichra Ishbar, and therefore the words Kiyichra is not extra, and Rabbi didn't feel that we could learn anything from the word Kiyichra. Yes, Rabbanan Nami Mitzuch Tzrichi, the Lachir Rabbi is right, we do need both the words of Kiyiftach and Kiyichra, and therefore the words Kiyichra are not extra. Therefore, had Rabbanan know that if Shimon completes a bar, that Shimon will be Chayiv not only for Misa, but also for Hezek. Gemara explains, Hayno Time Rabbanan, that this is the reason for Rabbanan, as Amakra, the Pasuk says, Kiyichra Ishbar, and it uses Lashon Yachid of Ish, and we learn out, Echad B'loi Shnayim, only one person is Chayiv for the Hezek of the bar, and both of them will not be Chayiv. As Rashi points out, that certainly we wouldn't need this Pasuk to teach us that in the case where Reuven dug a bar that's 9 Tvachim deep, and then Shimon went ahead and created the 10th Tefach, that certainly over there, Shimon is Chayiv, as Reuven didn't create a bar that could kill an animal. However, it must be teaching us that didn't be the Gei Hezek, that even in a case where Reuven created a bar that could have been Mazik someone, and then Shimon went and added to the bar, that the only one that would be Chayiv is Shimon and not Reuven. And the Rashba points out, even though the Gemara is saying that there's only one person that will be Chayiv, but in a case where both of them actually created the bar at the same moment, for example, in the case that we brought beforehand, they both took the last shovelful and they created a bar of 10 Tvachim, then certainly both of them would be Chayiv, and this is not a Miyat for that case. And the Gemara continues and asks for Rebbe, and what does Rebbe do with this Pasuk? The Gemara explains, Rebbe needs a Pasuk of Kiyichra Ishbar to teach us V'lei Shabar, that it's only that man that creates a bar that would be Chayiv, but if a Shah creates a bar, then it would not be Chayiv, as we learned before. And the Gemara says, for Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do? We need a Lima to teach us Ishbar V'lei Shabar. And the Gemara states, Trey Ishbar Ksivi, since the Pesukim say Kiyiftach Ishbar and Kiyichra Ishbar, therefore it says Lashon Ish twice, and we learn two dinim. Number one, we learn Ishbar V'lei Shabar, and number two, we learn Ishbar Echad V'lei Shnayim. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi, I the Chasav Hai, that in Chanami, according to Rabbi, he doesn't learn anything out of the second time that says Ish, because since we said one time the words Kiyiftach Ishbar, therefore we continue, and based on making sure that the Torah goes in a symmetrical way, therefore we also say Kiyichra Ishbar, but we don't learn two different dinim from that. The Gemara continues that according to the Rabbanon, that only one of them will be Chayiv, although certainly by the Gei Misa, the second one will be Chayiv, as he created a bar that was able to kill someone. However, maybe by the Gei Nezakin, the first one will be Chayiv, because he dug a 9 Tefach bar. The Gemara answers, you shouldn't think like that, because the Pasuk states, that we see that the Pasuk is telling us that the one who actually created a bar that can potentially cause someone to die will be Chayiv for the Hezek. Once we have a limud of Echad V'lei Shnayim, then we know that the one that will be Chayiv is the person that created a bar that can kill someone. And the Gemara is, how can you learn anything about Messi Eloi? About Messi Eloi, we need a Pasuk about Messi Eloi for the limud of Rava, the Amr Rav, because Rava taught us that although we saw B'negei Karen, that the Pasuk says Shara Eu, and we learned that V'loi Shar Hegdish, and therefore, just like B'negei Karen, Shar Hegdish will not be Chayiv, the same would apply B'negei Bar. And what Rava extends that B'negei Bar and tells us that the Pasuk teaches us Shar Psula Mekdashin Shenafel Bar Pato, that if a Shar Psula Mekdashin would fall into a bar, then that would also be Pato, Shenema V'amesu Eloi, as the Pasuk says that the mess will belong to you, B'misha Mesh Eloi. We learned that the dead body of the nizik has to belong to the mazik, and we know that a sharp psula mikdashin doesn't belong completely to the mazik or the nizik, as the pasuk teaches us tizbach v'legi. So you allow a shechter, but you can't share its hair. Basav v'lecholav, you can eat its basav, but you can't milk it. V'chatav v'leilaklavecha, and you can eat it, but you can't give it to your klavim, and therefore you don't completely own it. And therefore the pasuk teaches us that by a sharp psula mikdashin that falls into a bar, the bala bar would be patar. And what is a sharp psula mikdashin? Rashi explains, for example, like a bechor that becomes a balmum, where the coin doesn't have to be braided, and it is considered the coin's shar, and therefore it's considered shar e'u, or a shar of a regular carbon that receives a mum, and then a person is paided, and in both cases, that's considered shar e'u, and you would think that the balabar would be chayiv, kamash one, the messi aloy, to teach us that the balabar would be potter. Gemara answers, Amri, v'la memele shamis minot, v'huda avabisa askinon, that in the chanami, we can learn two didim from the words v'a messi aloy. Number one, we see that the mess has to be able to be used completely, and it can't be like a shar psula mikdashin. And number two, the one that's obligated to pay is the one that created a bar that had the potential to kill an animal. In Gemara continues, we learned that the brayso echad achayif a bar asara ubaracha v'shlim elchav. If Reuven dug a bar that was 10 tefachim deep, and then Shimon came and now created a bar that was 20 tefachim deep by digging another 10 tefachim ubaracha v'shlim elshloishim, and then Levi came and added another 10 tefachim, and now the bar is 30 tefachim deep, kulan chayavim, then all of them would be chayiv equally. And Taisus points out that at this point of the Gemara feels that the same din would apply if Reuven made a bar that was 10 tefachim deep, and therefore it had kedei l'hamis, and then Shimon didn't add on 10 tefachim, but he only added on one other tefach, and Levi added on another tefach, then Reuven, Shimon, and Levi will all equally be chayiv. The Gemara continues, for a minute, I'll ask you a steer from another brisa. Echad achif v'bar asaro, ba'acha v'sayid v'kayid achron chayiv. The brisa teaches us if Reuven digs a bar that's 10 tefachim deep, and then Shimon comes and plasters and smooths out the bar, then Shimon will be chayiv and not Reuven. And Rashi explains, sayid v'kayid, Shimon t'chil rachav haya, that originally the bar was wide of lehoya b'hevel kolkach, and it didn't have as much bad air, v'zesha sayid katzrei, and the person that added on plaster and smoothed out the bar, he made it actually thinner and made it narrower. And Rashi states, kayid asa b'tziyurim b'kasalim b'tiyah chasid shetachbay, and Shimon also created pictures on the walls by using the plaster in an artistic manner. And l'chir, if this is the pshat, it's a bit hard to understand exactly what the second person did. However, on Dav Samach on Beis in the Yesh Mefarshim and Rashbam, he explains that kayid is the same thing as seared, and you're taking plaster and putting on the walls, el shakir, love and yisa, but kir is wider material. We continue on Daf Nun Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara first says, Leim ha Rebbe ha Rabbanon, let us say that the first price is going like Rebbe, and just like Rebbe taught us by the Gein Nizakin, that once Reuven already created a bar that was 9 tefachim deep and could hurt the behemoth, then when Shimon adds on another tefach, both Reuven and Shimon will share in the nezek of the behemoth. And similarly, since Reuven, in our case, dug a pit which was 10 tefachim deep, and then Shimon came and added another 10 tefachim to this bar, so therefore both Reuven and Shimon are going to be chayiv if this bar kills an animal. As Rashi says, v'hocha da'avdi kamoi shir miso, havi kulum shutfim b'tashlumi miso, so they all shutfim, and they would all have to pay based on the fact that this animal died. And of course, as we mentioned from Taisus, this would not necessarily only be the case where Reuven dug it up to 10, and then Shimon added another 10, but even Reuven dug 10 tefachim, and then Shimon only added another tefach, the same did not apply. However, the second brisa, which says that the last one was chayiv, is going like the Rabbanon, and just like the Rabbanon said in the Gein Nizakin, if Reuven dug a pit that was 9 tefachim deep, and then Shimon added on another tefach, that Shimon is going to be chayiv. Therefore, in our case as well, when Reuven dug a pit which was 10 tefachim deep, which could cause misa, and then Shimon added on another tefach, then Shimon is the only one that's going to be chayiv, and Reuven will no longer be chayiv, as the pasuk says ish, and we learned before, echad v'loy shnayim. The Gemara will now bring two versions as to what Rav Zvid said. In the first memory, we will see that Rav Zvid will say that both brises are going like Rabbanon, and the second version as to what Rav Zvid said, he said both brises are going like Rebbe. So Amar Rav Zvid said, harvah Rabbanon, both brises are really going like Rabbanon, and I can't like Rabbanon achron chayiv, that the only time that Rabbanon said that the last one was chayiv, lahichad loy avid kama shir miso, in the case that we had in the original brisa, where Rabbanon said that in, was in a case where Reuven dug a 9 tefach deep bar, which was only good enough for Hezek, and then Shimon added on another tefach, which now made this bar roy for Misa, then we said Shimon took over this chayvus for the entire bar, both for Misa as well as for Hezek. Aval hecha da'avad kama shir Misa, when the first brisa that we just brought, where Reuven actually dug a pit which was 10 tefachim deep and could kill someone, and then Shimon added on to that bar, afilu Rabbanon ma'idu d'kulin chayoven, that even Rabbanon agreed to Rebbe that all of them would be chayiv, and Reuven, Shimon, as well as Levi would be chayiv. And Rashi is bothered that l'chayir Rabbanon learned this limud from the pasuk that stated ki yiftach ishbar, ki yichur ishbar, and we learned out about echad v'loy shnayim, l'chari, how could more than one person be chayiv? And zokt Rashi, d'chi k'siv miyuta, achayif bar tesksiv, that the miyad is only stated in a case where we're moving dog a bar, which was 9 tefachim deep, d'lek l'chiyuvay min v'hamesi eloy, because it's impossible to be m'chayiv ruvein based on the pasuk v'hamesi eloy, d'maskan n'milsa min v'hamesi eloy nafkalon, because as we saw in Amid Aleph, that ultimately the Rabbanon learned the limud from the fact that it said v'hamesi eloy, and therefore they learned out that who the avid shir misa m'chayiv, that the one that created a shear that this bar is able to kill an animal is the one that's going to be chayiv. And since in Ambraisa, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all created a bar which had the shear of Misa, therefore all of them could shear the chayivus. And Ayin Rashi points out, if I'm telling you that we really learned the limud from Valmesi Eloi, but the mice it seems that we learned from the word Ish and we learned Echad Vloy Shtayim, and Zok Rashi, we are cool Misa, Le Mitzil, Le Melef Mina, the Ikakra, Le Chad Rava Asa, as we saw in Amin Alev, really the Pasuk Valmesi Eloi is really coming for the limud of Rava, but the Gay Psulim Mekdashin. Therefore, we also need a limud of Ish to teach us Echad Vloy Shnayim, but the only time that limud applies, only in a case where it is one person that created the Shear of Misa, and the Huda of a Shear Misa is going to be Chayiv, and no one else. Rava continues and asks, V'asayid V'kayid, in the second brace that we just brought, Reuven created a bar that was 10 tefachim deep and had a Shear Misa, and then Shimon went and placed it over it. L'chayra, according to this Yisayid Erosvid, so L'chayra, the Ka'avid Kama Shear Misa, Reuven created a bar which already had a Shear Misa, it was already 10 tefachim deep, V'ktoni Achron Chayiv, and even so, that we said that Shimon would be Chayiv, and Reuven's not Chayiv, and L'chayra, why shouldn't they both be Chayiv? And the Gemara answers, Amri, Hasam Shloi Hayyab Behevel L'Misa, that over there we were talking about a scenario where although it was 10 tefachim deep, however, the opening of the bar was very wide, and therefore there was no bad air inside the bar, and that's why it didn't really have the shear to kill an animal with the hevel. Therefore, even though Reuven dug a bar which was 10 tefachim deep, but according to Rav, Reuven was still not going to be chayiv on that bar if he killed an animal. And now that Shimon went and plastered the sides of the bar and made the bar narrower, therefore there's now bad hevel in the bar which could kill an animal. Therefore, in this case, it's similar to a scenario where Reuven created a bar that was only 9 tefachim deep, and then Shimon made the bar 10 tefachim deep, and now the pasuk of Al-Messi Eloi kicks in, Dahuda Ovid Shir Misa Mechayiv. Since Shimon was the one who created a bar that could kill an animal, therefore only Shimon is Chayiv, and Reuven is Potter. And as Rashi points out, then our scenario, not only will Reuven be Potter if the bar kills an animal, but even if the bar damages an animal, only Shimon will be Chayiv, and Reuven will be Potter. As Lefida Rabbanon, the limud of Echad V'loy Shtayim will kick in. And based on the way we explain our Gemara, we can understand that the Gemara is going according to the sheet of Rav, that the only time you chayiv is based on Hevel, but Al-Khair, according to Shmuel, when Reuven created this bar, which was 10 tefachim deep, even though it was wider, but ultimately when the animal fell in, it would have died based on the chavata of the first person's bar. And Al-Khair, how could it be that according to Rabbanon, Shimon will be chayiv and Reuven will be potter? After the Ikadami, Rashi points out that according to Shmuel, the case of the Gemara was where it was a wider bar, and it was also Sevugin Shel Sema, and there were piles of wool at the bottom of the bar. This bar wouldn't have killed the shor based on chavata, and the only way that it would have killed the shor is only because of its hevel. That's why, although when Reuven created the bar, this bar couldn't have killed the animal, not based on its hevel and not based on its kaka. However, now that Shimon plastered the bar and narrowed the width of the bar, and now that there's bad hevel in the bar, that caused the animal to die, and that's why, even according to Shmuel, this member works out, and the Rabbanon hold that only Shimon is chayiv and Reuven will be potter. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, there's another version as to what Rav Zvid taught us, and Rav Zvid states, Har v'har Rebbe, that both of the brises are going according to Rebbe, as Rashi points out, that Rav Zvid did not want to say that they were going like Rabbanon, because since Rabbanon say, that we're moving dug a bar that was 9 foot nizokin, and then Shimon added onto the bar, that Shimon is going to be chayiv for nizokin, even though Reuven created a bar that was roy for Hezek. Therefore, b'negei Misa as well, the Rabbanon also would say, that if Reuven created a bar which was 10 tefachim deep, and then Shimon added onto the bar, that certainly Shimon would be chayiv and Reuven would be potter. And Rav Zvid felt that there was no way to explain the first brisa according to Rabbanon. Therefore, Rav Zvid explains that both brisa are going according to the sheet of Rabbi, and Hachtik Tani Chul and Chayav and Shaper, the first brisa that said that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi will all be chayiv, that of course makes sense, since Reuven created a bar that was 10 tefachim deep and had the shear that it could kill someone, and then Shimon added onto that, and Levi added onto that. Certainly, according to Rabbi, all of them will shear in this chayivus, and Hachtik Tani Achron Chayiv, and the second brisa would stated that only the last one will be chayiv, Kagan Shloihoi Behava, Loyla Misa, Loyla Nazakin, that when Reuven created the bar, it was too wide and there wasn't enough hevel, not for Misa and not even for the Zakin, and therefore, really, Reuven did nothing. And as Rashi is in over here also, that according to Shmuel, there was also wads of wool at the bottom. bottom of this pit, and the karka of the bor couldn't even kill an animal or damage an animal based on chavata either. And then, as the Braisa told us, then Shimon added plaster to the walls of the bor and made the bor narrower, and therefore the bad hevel stayed within the bor. Shimon was the one that made the bor into a bor that was able to damage an animal and able to kill an animal, and therefore, since it's Shimon's creation of the bor, so even Rebbe would agree in this case that only Shimon will be chayiv and Reuven will be potter. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rava states that just like Rebbe and Rabbanan argued in a case where Reuven dug a pit which was 9 tefachim deep, then Shimon lowered the bor by digging into the bor another tefach, and now the bor is 10 tefachim deep. So Zok Rava, Haniach Evan, Apia Bav, Ishlimel Asara, Banu Machlekes, Rebbe Rabbanan, that the same Machlekes, Rebbe Rabbanan, would also apply in a case where Reuven dug a pit which was 9 tefachim deep, and instead of Shimon going and digging into the bor, he actually built up the bor another tefach, and therefore the total amount of the bor now became a 10 tefach bor, but it wasn't done by digging, and instead it was done by adding a 1 tefach high stone to the top of the bor. And according to the Rabbanan, Shimon will be chayiv both for Nezakin and for Misa, and according to Rebbe, certainly Shimon will be chayiv for Misa, because up until this point it was only a 9 tefach bor, but Reuven and Shimon will both be chayiv for Nezakin. And the Gemara asks Pshita, what is the Chiddush of Rava? Certainly this is the same machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanan. And the Gemara answers, the Chiddush of Rava is, as Ma'u Tema Lamatahu the Havli De Kokotle, that maybe the only time that both Rebbe and Rabbanan agree that Shimon is chayiv if he kills the animal is only in the case where Shimon actually dug into the bor and Shimon added in the last tefach that created the hevel that ultimately caused the death of this animal. Abba Lamagla, where Shimon actually added in the stones at the top of the bor, the Loi Havli De Kokotle, that his hevel did not kill the animal, as really Reuven's hevel is really at the bottom of the bor, and that killed the animal. And Emaloi, maybe both Rebbe and Rabbanan would agree that Shimon should not be chayiv, because ultimately, although he made it more difficult for the hevel to get out, and therefore this hevel killed the behemoth, but ultimately it wasn't Shimon's hevel that killed the behemoth, and l'chayiv Reuven shouldn't be chayiv in this case either, because ultimately Reuven only created a bor that was 9 tefachim deep, and both of them will be potter. And kamash mulan, therefore Rava teaches us that both according to Rebbe and according to Rabbanan, Shimon will be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, we just gave cases where either Reuven dug a pit which was 9 tefachim and Shimon dug down another tefach, or Shimon added a row of stones at the top of a tefach, and now the bor is a 10 tefach bor. And we said, l'fi d'rabbanan, Shimon will be chayiv any hezek that this bor causes, and Reuven will be potter. So Rabbi asked the following shayla, tam tefach v'silik avon amau, what would the din be according to Rabbanan if Shimon now goes and fills up the bor with a tefach, and therefore Shimon basically put the bor back exactly as he originally found it, and it's now a 9 tefach bor once again. And similarly, if he took away the avon they placed there, and once again it becomes a 9 tefach bor, would Shimon now still be chayiv in the zakin, or would now revert back, and Reuven would only be chayiv in the zakin? And the Gemara explains the shayla, mi amrina mai da'avad shakli, do we say that what Shimon originally did, he now took away, and therefore goes back to the original din, that's only a 9 tefach bor, and it's Reuven's responsibility, or idilman stalka maisa rishayin, v'kama l'kula b'shusei, or do we say that l'fid rabbanon, once Shimon added on that extra tefach, either by digging into the bor, or by adding a row of stones onto the bor, so at this point it's considered Shimon's bor, and it's not considered Reuven's bor at all. Therefore, even though at this point Shimon went and made it back into a 9 tefach bor, but Zok Rashi v'havli hash to bor tisha de achrein, it's now considered a 9 tefach bor that belongs to Shimon, v'chayiv mi bin zokin, and Shimon will still be chayiv in any hezek that occurs, and Reuven will be potter. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question of Rava, and the Gemara ends off teku. Keep in mind that we explain this shayla of Rava that it's dafkal fi d'rabbanan, and as the Rosh explains that since according to Rebbe, even when Reuven created a bor of 9 tefachim and then Shimon added on, and now it's a 10 tefach bor, that both Reuven and Shimon share in this chayivus of the bor, so therefore Reuven was never stalik from this hezek. Therefore it's clear that if Shimon would actually take away the tefach that he added on, and now it becomes a 9 tefach bor once again, then at least according to Rebbe, certainly Reuven will be chayiv for all hezek, and Shimon will be potter legamri. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav b'Bachana, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Mata, bor shmoinu mehen shtei tefachim mayim chayiv, that if Reuven creates a bor that's only 8 tefachim deep, but 2 of the tefachim of the 8 are actually stagnant water, then if an animal falls in and dies, then Reuven would be chayiv, even though certainly you can't be chayiv for chavata because it's not 10 tefachim deep, but you'd be chayiv based on the bad hevel that's in this bor. And even though we said that the only time there's a hevel is only when there's a bor that's 10 tefachim deep, however, my timer called tefach demayik could trade the avosha dummy when creating bad air and creating air that could damage an animal. If you have a tefach of mayim, it's as if you had 2 of dry land. Since this bor is 8 tefachim deep and 2 of the tefachim are mayim, Mayim, therefore it's as if you had a bor which was 10 tefachim deep. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Babachana just taught us a din when there was a bor that was 8 tefachim deep and there was 2 tefach of water. And the Gemara now has to shayli boilu bor tishum and tefach mayim au. What would the din be if there was a bor that was 9 tefachim deep and there was 1 tefach of water? Miyamrin and kibud alein fishim mayim less behavla. Do you say that the only time Rabbi Babachana said his din is only once you had 2 tefach of mayim, then it creates worse hevel? However, there's only 1 tefach of mayim, maybe that doesn't create such bad hevel. What do we say that since the pit is 9 tefachim deep and therefore it itself has its own bit hevel and one of those tefachim is water, therefore it's considered as if you have a bor that's 10 tefachim deep and you would be chayiv? And the Gemara continues with a similar shayla. Bor shiv, if you have a bor that was 7 tefachim deep umehen shleish tefachim mayim and 3 of those tefachim were filled with water, ma'u, what would be the din? Mi'amina kivdim fishi mayim tvei is behavla, that since there's so much water and there's 3 tefachim of mayim, certainly there is enough bit hevel and therefore you'd be chayiv. What do we say that since the bor itself is not that deep, maybe there is not so much hevel, and therefore you'd be potter? And the Gemara comes out, teku. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shizbi asked the following shaila from Rabba. Let's say Reuven dug a pit which was 10 tefachim deep, and then Shimon came and widened the top of the pit. And the shaila is, what is Shimon's responsibility? And Amalei, so Rabba responded back to Rav Shizbi, Harimiyat Havla, that certainly Shimon should not be chayiv, because by widening the top of the pit, he actually allowed the bad hevel to escape from the pit, and l'chari made it better and not worse. And therefore, why would Shimon be chayiv? Amalei, Rav Shimon responded, Ad Rabba, harikir v'zeko, l'maisa, since Shimon widened the pit, so now if an animal is walking next to the pit, it's more shchiach that'll fall into the pit, since it's wider. The Gemara therefore says, Elam Ravashi, nechzenan, let us see, iba havla mayis harimiyat havla, if the animal died through the hevel of the pit, as it fell in head first, so l'maisa, Shimon actually made the hevel less, and therefore Shimon should be potter. However, if the animal fell in backwards and therefore it was impossible that it died through the hevel and only died through the chavata, harikir v'hezeka, in this case Shimon caused the hezek to occur and therefore Shimon will be chayiv. The Gemara continues, ikdamri, others say that Amr Rav Ashi stated, nechzeanam, let us see, ima higisa nafal harikir v'hezeka, if the animal falls in from the area where Shimon made it wider, then Shimon causes hezek and Shimon will be chayiv. However, if the animal fell into the bar from the other side where Shimon did not make the bar wider, so certainly Shimon didn't cause any additional hezek to the animal, and the opposite is true, that it actually was mamayit to hevel, and as Rashi stated before, and hare miyat havlo v'tavu le'bracha, and therefore Shimon actually made it better for the shar and didn't make it worse, and tavu le'bracha, and certainly Shimon will not be chayiv. And the Gemara continues, itma, we learned bar sha'im k'kurachba, that if you had a bar that was 10 tefachim deep, however the depth and the width of the bar were exactly even, so Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amr Tavai, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both said over, remember the name of Rabbi Babachana, who said over the name of Rabbi Mani, but it was a shaila as to what was actually said. And Chada Amar Lo Ilum Yesh Bo Hevel Ad Sheheh Rechava Yaseh Al Ha'imka, that the only time that we would say that Yipotah is only when the width of the bar would be larger than the depth of the bar. And for example, if there was a bar that was 10 tefachim deep, then the width of the bar had to be more than 10 tefachim deep, but it would be exactly 50-50, then the bad hevel will still stay in the bar, and therefore a person would be chayiv if an animal dies in this pit. Gemara continues, V'chad Amman, one of them stated, Lo ilum ein bo hevel ad shehi oimka yasal rachba, you will always be potter for a bar until the depth of the bar is more than the width of his bar. If the depth and the width of the bar are exactly 50-50, the hevel of the bar will still escape from the bar, and therefore the bala bar will be potter, and we will stop over here.